Try Rosetta Stone Fit Brains for free by calling 1-800-500-4787. Put your brain to the test and compare your scores with others for free. Call 1-800-500-4787.
What happens when you take Geraldo Rivera, Vivica A. Fox, and Lisa Gibbons and you lock them in a room together? Another crazy good season of NBC's Celebrity Apprentice, tonight on NBC.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air.
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
tuna burgers
from it. So get loosened up, we're about to get.
I know what that means, Mr. Harvey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 5th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. We're going to tell you what the phone number is, because we want to drill it into your head so you don't make a mistake. If you change like a couple of numbers, you could call a different place and think you were calling American Equity Mortgage. We don't want that to happen. You can also go on the website, AmericanEquity.com, and we'll share with you some knowledge that they've shared with customers over the years that has saved them a lot of money. Welcome to the first show, the first Playhouse of 2015. Let's get this underway with this.
Hey!
Round of introductions. At the control board is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if retirement is right around the corner for you, then now is a great time. Call Mark and Jason. They can set up a free consultation regarding your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Why, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great, and happy birthday to my mom, Carol.
Aww.
Today's
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
You know that scene in Christmas Vacation where Chevy Chase sprays this stuff on that thing, the sled?
Yes.
And
yeah.
It makes it go real fast. I've got a story about, if I have time to get to it, about sledding and how some towns are banning sledding. Yep, just another ruination of America. Ugh. And Rat Boy is real upset. He loves to sled. And he says if you want that thing to fly, on the bottom of the sled, you coat it with some kind of whiz. What kind of whiz?
Cheese.
Cheese whiz. Whiz. That says it all right there. Whiz. He says it'll really move. All right, we'll try that, Rat Boy. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Thank you so much. Well, thank you. You're too kind. Thank you. We're brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. When we were in our 20s, we had two charge cards. One was called MasterCard. I'm sorry, it was called MasterCharge.
Yeah.
That's the original name. The other was Visa. And, sorry.
No, you're
you okay?
No, and I just, when I start thinking about the really poor days, times is tough. We didn't have any money, and we maxed out our cards. And, there was a night when we went. I can't tell.
Oh
this.
My goodness!
Sorry, I can't tell the story. I'll just do this. When you max your cards out, that's a bad idea. Now, we didn't own a home, so we couldn't take advantage of the equity that you have in your house that you use to borrow money to pay off things like credit card debt. I don't know how we managed to get out of it, except I met with some guy, some financial guy, and once he realized we didn't have any money, he didn't have any time for me. But he did say this, get those credit cards paid off. Somehow, some way, So we just had a goal. We're going to pay these things off. And we didn't borrow other money to pay off. We just did it. Now, it's a lot easier if you're a homeowner, because the equity in that house is tremendous collateral, and it will allow you to borrow money at very low. Let's say your credit card balance is $5,000 total, all your credit cards, and the interest rate is 12%. Wouldn't you rather pay the $5,000 off at 3% or 4%? Of course you would. It'll be paid off quicker, cost you less money. Your cards are back at zero balance. It's just a good idea. That's one of the things American Equity can help you with. The other is getting out of being a renter and become a homeowner. And then, of course, there's a home equity loan, which essentially is like bill consolidation. Something comes along and you need money, and they don't really care what it's for. You don't have to go to them and go, will you approve a loan if I'm buying, and then fill in the blank. It could be for tuition. It could be for an injury, a hospital bill that the insurance didn't pay. It could be for, a wedding. Talk to them. They've done this a long time, and they're real good at it. And a lot of the other mortgage companies, in fact, I would say most of them, would love to be American Equity, but they're not. Now, the real American Equity mortgage is at AmericanEquity.com or at 314-878-9999. I saw two movies since we've been together. Wednesday was the last day I was on the air. Wild with Reese Witherspoon. The true story of that woman who walked 1,000 miles or whatever it was. You kind of know that, you've heard of that story.
Yes.
She'd find herself or whatever she was doing.
What did you think of that? That's what I heard. It's just you follow her walking the whole
time.
You
know what it's kind of like? It's almost kind of like that Castaway thing with Tom Hanks.
Right.
Yeah, she's just walking, and then she encounters people. It was okay. But then we saw Unbroken. The Angelina Jolie-directed true story of Louis Zamperini. It almost should be required viewing by every United States citizen. What a story. What an incredible story. And how any human being could endure what Louis Zamperini endured is something I can't comprehend. And I had read the book, and I almost never read a book. I've said this before. I'm not proud of it. I just don't read. I look at a big old John Grisham book. I just stare at it, and I'm not tackling that thing. But I read that book, and I also then heard the whole book again on CD, narrated by Ed Herman, who just passed away last week. And I still lost it at the end of the movie, sitting there. I did. I just... The scene where they're rescued, where the American POWs are finally rescued, and I might add, I believe he was a POW for, I want to say 4 years or something. I know he was out in that raft for 47 days. The Japanese had scheduled execution of every POW, and they had a set date, and it was 2 days after the war ended and they were rescued. If two more days had gone by, Louis Zamperini and every one of those POWs would have been beheaded or shot to death. What a story. Unbroken. If you had a chance, go see it. We mentioned Donna Douglas has passed away at 82. She was the Ellie Mae on the Beverly Hillbillies. A little Jimmy Dickens, 94, Grand Ole Opry. And Ed Goodman, who was a St. Louis radio guy. I did not know Ed Goodman. I met him, didn't know him, but I think when somebody is in the radio business for a while, we owe it to our business, our radio brotherhood or whatever, to just mention their passing. He died in Florida Friday of cancer. And again, I didn't know him. I don't know anybody in radio. I'm the most unfriendly, probably, guy in the business. I don't mingle with radio people. I don't know a lot of radio people. But he was at it for a long, long time and died too young. I would say he was, they didn't say the date in the article, but mid-60s, maybe. Ed Goodman.
I would think, yeah.
It was KZK for a long time, and then he also did a lot of Channel 9 stuff. That stuff, when you watch Channel 9, they go...
Pledge Drive.
Yeah, if you like this programming, please, at the $40 level, we'll get you a mug, and if you're $135, you get the CDs. And he was one of those guys.
And he was also the voice of Lambert International Airport for a long time, for a number of years. Not any longer, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was... Welcome to Lambert International Airport.
Why, Dan, that way you do it, maybe you should be doing it.
Yeah, it's like you're almost...
You need to go apply for
auditioning for the
minute.
Job right
I hope
now.
They're listening.
Do not leave bags unattended. How about that?
Now, to say this. Luggage from U.S. Air Flight 453 will be arriving on Baggage Carousel 4.
I don't think he did stuff like that. It was all recorded stuff for him. That's usually like actually.
You think that's not recorded?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, then let's try this. Stand to the right so people can pass on your left. You know those moving
forward. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have those at Lambert?
Yeah, we do.
Okay,
yeah.
Just say, please stand to the right so those who need to pass can pass on the left. Say that.
Please stand to the right so those who need to pass can pass to the left.
Wow, you know what? You should have that job.
Oh, I should. I'm going to apply.
You should apply immediately. I hope somebody... Hey, if you're listening at Lambert, you hear that?
I'll do it.
I don't know who's doing it now, but you need to get rid of them. what else? Probably going to be below zero out where I live Wednesday. Woohoo! That's just great. We're leaving for Cancun Sunday, and I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody who's not going with us. See, every year when I tell you, save all year for the trip, what do I tell you? This is like a parent going, what did I just tell you to the kid? I said, it's going to be cold. It's going to be miserable, and the almanac says maybe as bad as last year. Well, look at what's coming. See? And we're going to be in Cancun. Sunday morning, we leave. And now your goal should be this next year, if there's a trip, I can't guarantee there will be, but in case, you'll be prepared. You'll have that money set aside, and you go with us next year. Did you know there's a website called EatWith.com, EatWith, EatWith.com. Listen to this. It's in 35 countries. And you go on this website, and you find people who are going to prepare a meal at home, and you go to their house and eat, and there's a charge, like a restaurant. Yeah, like $40. It's people who like to cook. But
it's almost like that website that lets people rent out a room.
Airbnb. Exactly. Airbnb. Well, here's the deal. I can't stand bed and breakfast. Sorry. I stayed in a couple of them. I wanted to kill myself.
There's no TV, right?
Thank you.
Yes.
No TV.
I'm out.
And there, you go down and have breakfast with a bunch of people you don't know. I hated it. And this Eat With
sounds pretty close to
sounds very close, except throw in the factor and the fact that you might hate this person's cooking.
Yeah, one, I can't imagine being on either side, cooking a meal and inviting a stranger
for a
into
bunch
my
of
house.
Strangers to come over.
And then
you must be on a really tight budget. You know, I think this is for people who love to cook, but they don't have a lot of money, so they go, "Oh, I'd really love to prepare this new dish I'm working on." So I'll have eight people over at $30 a piece. That's $240. That'll more than cover
supper clubs.
Oh my goodness!
What if it's bad then? What if it's bad? Do you get your money back?
No.
If you're like, this is terrible.
No. And then it's awkward because you don't know the people, and you're at their house eating. And, yeah, like Dan said, yuck. What is this crap?
Oh, so this isn't just people's houses.
Eat With?
Yeah.
What is
it's, it? It's apparently these hosts who are trained Michelin-starred chefs, it says. They cook a meal, and then it's a bunch of different guests go to a place, I guess. There's different events. I don't think there's just homes.
You're still with strangers.
Oh, exactly. No. I'd
rather go to somebody's house and then kick back. Hey, you guys want to play Uno after dinner?
That's a good story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. let's see. I know there's a lot of talk about Stan Kroenke. Stan Kroenke, to me, is proof that even if you have $1 billion or a few billion, it still is no guarantee you'll be good looking. Look at that guy. See that guy?
Yeah.
Stan Kroenke?
Not
good looking. Look at Richard Branson. There's some really rich guys who you'd think with their money could go to somebody and go, hey, make me better looking.
Bill Gates-esque almost.
Bill Gates is actually pretty average looking.
He's gotten better as time has gone on.
Yes, he has. Branson is butt ugly. He just is. Larry Ellison, Oracle. Ugly, okay? And I love it. I love it when guys with that kind of money are worse looking than I am.
Steve Forbes.
Oh, my goodness, Steve Forbes. Yeah, he's not good looking. That's the price they pay, and I think that's what makes life fair sometimes. Let's see what else is going on. Keurig, you know what that is, a coffee maker?
Yes.
My daughter got us a new one for Christmas. I'm not a big coffee drinker.
Those are like one of the top of the line.
Oh, my goodness. These things are fantastic. Yeah. I'm not a big coffee drinker. My daughter-in-law loves coffee. Every morning coffee. My younger son, every morning cup of coffee. So when people come over, you have to have coffee.
What's that coffee maker? It's a Keurig.
What are you doing?
Cowardly lion.
Courage. Why would the,
you know, the courage and courage.
Oh, what a stretch. That's
I know.
Well, yeah,
I know.
Get the failure. give him the failure sound effect. He needs to feel the pain. There.
For the first time in 2015.
It won't be the last. But I got to thinking how far coffee makers have come. Go back to, not maybe Peon, but Dan and I were kids. Everybody had a percolator.
Oh, my goodness,
that?
Yes.
And it had that glass thing on top.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, there was a commercial.
And that would have the coffee press inside it, right?
It had like a strainer.
Yeah, I think that's a coffee
press. No filter. It was a metal thing. And then the coffee shot up a tube. The water shot up a tube when it got hot. And then it came down and flowed over the grounds. And the top would percolate.
And it took forever, it seemed like.
Yes. And then you had to clean all the grounds out. It was a mess. And then along comes, and as soon as I say this, I even think Peon is old enough to remember, every 10 minutes on television, Joe DiMaggio for Mr. Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Mr. Coffee was a huge success.
Yes.
And everybody had a Mr. Coffee. And I think that's kind of the first coffee maker with a filter. And it wasn't a burger. And, oh, man, they sold a lot of Mr. Coffees. And then along comes this Keurig thing, which is... it's pretty incredible, actually. I'm drinking a little coffee just to watch the thing work. I got a touch screen. The new ones have a touch screen. You just touch and tell it, I want a 6-ounce cup.
Throw a K-cup in there. Right?
Yes, K-cup. Very good. K-cup.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee.
But the new one, you can't buy cups made by other companies because it reads and scans the cover, and if it's not the Keurig embedded logo, it won't make it. A thing comes up on the screen and says, oops. No, I did it. And it says, oops, this is not a Keurig-approved.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
They got it all.
Hardcore.
They got it all covered, like Apple. They make sure you buy their stuff. I have said many times that there is not much more impressive than our military when we decide to show us at our best, the dress blues and the funerals. I'm going to say the same thing about this last funeral for one of those cops that got murdered up in New York. Did you see the turnout of the cops up in New York?
Oh, yeah.
25,000 police officers in blue. Just as far as you could see, a sea of these blue uniforms. It was fantastic. And I mean, it made you feel good about the police in this country. I felt good about them anyway. Unfortunately, not everybody does. If you keep listening to people like that stupid mayor in New York, Blasio, or some other protesters who seem to want to make police out to be horrible people... boy, was that impressive. We had people from St. Louis, people from Chicago, people from Virginia, people from California, people from all over this country who were cops, who dressed in their finest and went to New York. It was terrific. And this, as long as we're on, you know, police and the law, this nut scumbag Sarkovi, whatever his name is, that Boston bomber kid, his trial is going to start, and they're trying to find jurors. I kind of understand, and I get it, the justice system, but in a case like this, where there are witnesses where they absolutely know and saw him. They know he shot that officer at that college campus and killed him. They know he bombed. They know. Why can't we just rush along and kill this kid? He's going to be, so we're going to pay $50,000 a year for him to live for the next 20 years, even if he gets a death penalty. It just seems to me like there's some cases, all these people walking around without legs and prosthetics because of this dirtbag, yet we have to go through the process, and they have to make sure they select an impartial jury and a jury that's not biased and blah, 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 blah. Get on with it. Get rid of this kid. I didn't see Frozen. Did I talk about Let It Go the last
yes.
time? I listened to it again.
I still, let it go, let
yeah,
it go.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I'll need to hear it again. And the last thing I'll say is I tried to watch TV New Year's Eve. Here's how exciting we are. My wife and I went to a movie. We went to see Unbroken or Wild, one or the other, came home, and we were in bed, and she was snoring by 10:30 New Year's Eve. But I tried to watch some of the ridiculous New Year's Eve programming. I don't think I'll ever watch it again or even try to watch it. This stupid New Year's Rockin' Eve crap. And every channel I went to, it was the same garbage. It was somebody who was host and co-host, usually a guy and a girl. Here's Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper. Here's Kathy Lee and somebody. Here, and they would then, let's go over to whoever. And what's going on over there? And then they cut to somebody and they go, oh, man, I'll tell you, it's great. Everybody having a good time. Yeah. I'll tell you, it's just a great night. And back to you.
You can take footage from any of those shows.
Yes.
Any past years. Yeah.
Okay. Back to you, Bill. And then Bill would come back. Okay. Let's send it over to Jimmy Schmuckmeyer.
Well, oh, he's good, though.
And Jimmy go, okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. Hi, this Tony Bennett. And he'd sing, and she'd sing, back to you. And every shot was a cutaway. You know how people behind the person on camera are waving their arms and trying to get attention on television? That's all it was.
Yeah.
That's all it was. It was horrible. So I just shut it off and went to bed and listened to my wife snore for an hour till I could finally get to sleep. That is our exciting life. Was there anything? Yes, there was one other thing. hang on here. There was something I didn't want to. Oh, Dr. Dre. I mentioned, I think, last week that his income for 2014 was $600-something million. I had forgotten that when he sold Beats Music to Apple, he sold it for, get ready, folks, $3 billion. We should have been rappers. We should have been rappers. And then there's an article, we don't have time for all this, but there's an article about how your refrigerator can get hacked. Some of the new refrigerators you can control with you know, Wi-Fi. So
right.
Hackers have figured out how to shut your refrigerator down, and you come home and all your stuff is melted.
Good grief.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we're in for, at some point in the next 5 or 10 years, some brainiac hacker is going to shut down something big. It's going to happen. And then one last thing that restores my faith in this country. Gallup, every year, takes a poll on what man does this country admire the most. Now, they started in 1946. From 1946 through 2014, most admired man, who do you think has received that honor in just American people who voted more times than any other, far more than even the person who comes in second place? Who do you think it is? Most admired man in America.
Each year?
No, 58 different years this guy has been named.
Wow.
And voted by the American people.
58.
Billy Graham.
Wow.
Casino.
Hallelujah. That, yeah. You know what? As it should be. Who do you think's number two? Billy Graham's had it 58 years, 58 times. 31 is the second closest. Who do you think that is?
Wow.
Most admired man. I don't think you'll get
Tom Hanks on the list?
Ronald Reagan. admired. Mm. I don't think they look for movie star quality. This is a surprise. Third is Jimmy Carter, and fourth is Pope John Paul II. So those are your four top four finishers from 1946 to 2014. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Three guys, three buddies sitting around. They all have blonde wives. They're talking about how stupid their blonde wives are. And one guy says, let me tell you guys a story. This will just give you an idea how stupid my blonde wife is. She comes home the other day, and because she was in a store that it's a big store, well, Walmart, they sell a little bit of everything, she sees that there's a clearance sale on tackle. So she buys $400 worth of tackle. We don't own a fishing rod. We don't own a boat. We don't fish. We never have fished. That's how stupid she is, just because it was on sale. The second guy says, oh, that's nothing. That's nothing. My wife bought last week one of those bike locks. It's a like a cable wrapped in plastic with a combination lock that you lock your bike with. She brings one home and says, oh, look, isn't this great? We don't own a bike. We don't have a bike. Blondes. Boy, are they stupid. Third guy says, oh, that's nothing. That's when you hear this. He says, my wife, last Friday, was packing to go on a trip with her boss. They're going out of town and they're going to be gone for a week. I walked by the bedroom while she was packing, and I saw her putting condoms in her suitcase. She doesn't even have a penis.
Let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we've got a couple of accidents to report. The first one on westbound 270 before Highway 370. Another one on westbound 70 at Zumbel has the left lane blocked, and it does look like we've got a pretty good backup behind that to 94. On northbound 170, things stacking up from Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. Eastbound 270, heavy from Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound 170, stop at Goladue down through Highway 40. On westbound 40, things are jamming up from about Vandeventer all the way out through McCausland. A little bit heavy again from 270 through Timberlake Manor. On southbound 270, I see a little bit of stop-and-go traffic from Olive down through Ladue, and then a little heavy at Highway 44. This traffic report is brought to you by the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's easy to use on a baby and perfect for the whole family. A gentle forehead scan is all you need for an accurate temperature. Get yours at Walmart and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hawk takes the snap, wants to throw, rifles it. Man behind the defender is Sasser, makes the reception, touchdown Missouri.
The end of the regular season with a 10-3 record.
Hawk against the four-man front with the ball on the left hash, takes the snap, steps up, flush from the pocket, running left, now got a room up the middle, 15-10 to the 5, to the house, he runs over a defender who can't get up, and Missouri's got the lead. Hawk takes the knee and the Tigers take home a title. Second consecutive year that Missouri's won a bowl. This won the Citrus Bowl over Minnesota.
Congratulations to our Missouri Tigers for a heck of a season. And if you think that was something, wait till next year. The Big 550 KTRS.
It's the hard truth. In today's world, negative experiences quickly find a way to go online. One disgruntled customer, a bad employee, or broken personal relationship can easily post an ill-advised photo, tweet, rumor, story, bad review, and there it is right on page one when you search your name or business online. In the past, you had no way to fight back. Well, now you can. Grab a pen and take down this phone number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-460-5733 1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. When you call, you'll get free info. Free info that'll show you how a reputation management company can easily build positive online content for you and legally bury negative information. This is not something you can do on your own. Don't lose any more business or miss out on another personal or business opportunity because of what is wrongfully being said about you online. Take control of your internet search results. Call 1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. Hurry, don't delay. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch It and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch It and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Playing guitar in a rock band was the best time of my life. But like a dummy, I didn't wear earplugs. So I got this ringing in my ears called tinnitus. It screwed up my focus, my creative edge. I had trouble sleeping, and I had to keep asking people, "What? What'd you say?" It was awful. Until I discovered Ring Away.
Ring Away is the new fast-acting breakthrough designed with doctor-recommended ingredients to relieve constant ringing or buzzing. And right now, they're letting the public try it for free. Just call 1-800-400-3159 now while supplies last. The only product of its kind, Ring Away is so powerful, it doesn't just relieve the ringing or buzzing. It actually supports ear health, too, so you can work and sleep in peace.
Ring Away is amazing. I just wish I tried it sooner.
If you want the ringing to go away, call now to try Ring Away for free. But hurry, this is an exclusive radio-only offer. Call now for details. 1-800-400-3159. That's 1-800-400-3159. 1-800-400-3159.
Golf is hard. It's just a really hard game. The toughest one I've ever played. But there's help for you, no matter what level of golfer you may be. It's Golf Tech and their three area locations in De Pere, Chesterfield Valley, and Clayton. They'll teach and instruct you to become a better player. With over 1,000 lessons given already this year, now is the time you need to see the pros like Craig Bowman at Golf Tech. It's not a quick fix, because those don't exist. And don't bother them if you're not committed to becoming a better golfer. Utilizing their state-of-the-art video and swing trainers, your instructor will customize a plan for you and your goals as a player. Golf Tech knows how to communicate instruction in a way that lets the student understand what they're working on. It's time. Become a better player and enjoy the game of golf more and lower your scores with Golf Tech. To learn more about their three locations in De Pere, Chesterfield, and Clayton, call 314-721-4653. That's 314-721-GOLF or online at golftech.com. Visit the official instructors of Fairways and Greens and play better golf with Golf Tech.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the yellow pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking a chief of staff for our dual division level 1A facility. The chief of staff will provide leadership, organizational representation, and be an active member of the management team, accomplishing our mission to provide our veterans with exceptional care. The VA offers benefits including pension, paid vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team. Call me at 314-488-8252. The VA St. Louis Healthcare System. Healthcare for heroes.
We're going to Southern California, which is where you want to be this time of year, especially with the weather coming up this week. They think they had a little cool snap. That's nothing compared to what's coming by Wednesday night. Let's check in with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. And I spoke Sunday with Mr. Sainert, the proprietor, and he said, what a terrific year they had last year. And I said, you're welcome. And boy, did they sell some gift cards. And you can do that any time of year. Let's just not think about holidays. Somebody gets a promotion. Somebody has a baby. You just wanted to say thank you in a nice way. Gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse would be a great way to do it. And now, when they're in Chesterfield Valley, I think you know that. And now, from Southern California, here is Mike Evans.
Hi, Dan.
How you doing?
Four stars.
That's good.
It's only 72 here today.
Oh, man. Don't worry. It'll get warmer.
You're freezing.
You need a windbreaker?
It'll get warmer.
It does.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, you too. You have a daughter who lives in Baldwin. She can tell you what's coming Wednesday night. Zero, below zero.
Chesterfield.
Uh-huh. Close enough.
Same enough.
Okay.
Name the name of the star who does not have a three-legged dog.
I thought we did this. Why does this sound familiar to me?
About a three-legged dog.
Maybe there was another three-legged dog, Bob Quiz. Go ahead.
Well, two of these people do not have a three-legged dog. I mean, two of these people do have a three-legged dog. One doesn't have a three-legged dog.
This is a weird quiz.
Lady Gaga, Sandra Bullock, John Stewart. Love Nugget, Sean Penn and Charlize Theron are planning a wedding September.
What does he see in her?
I have no idea. You know, beauty is the eye of the beholder, said the old lady as she kissed the cow's butt.
What?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Grobinator, is thrilled that his son Patrick and Miley Cyrus are an item, but Patrick's mom, however...
And there's always a however in life.
Maria Shriver. Not happy, believes that he could do a lot better. Of course, she's also seen the pictures of Patrick and Miley doing drugs together. Yeah. Ryan Seacrest went home alone, went out alone during the holidays a lot, but he never went home alone. That's what I heard. I think you can read between the lines. When Chris Rock filed for divorce a couple weeks ago after 20 years, he was popping off, sounded like a jerk. Sounds more like a jerk now than ever. Says, quote, marriage is for losers. If you're married, you're a loser. End quote.
Wow.
By the way, it's no secret that Chris Rock was going out on his wife all the time. So, you know, for what it's worth. How do you think Stephen Baldwin feels about this? Justin Bieber. And Stephen Baldwin's 18-year-old daughter, Haley, are a hot item. How would you like it if Amanda came home and told you she was dating Bieber? How would you really feel? Be honest.
Well, I would say I think this might be the dumbest thing you've ever done. I mean, I don't know what else to say. You can't, you know, they're adults. They can do what they want to do, but I would just say.
What?
Yeah, good luck. I give this 6 months.
New York Post headline, some call it a shakedown or blackmail, above a story about Reverend Al Sharpton taking money from Sony, General Motors, Pepsi, Honda, and other corporations in return for not suggesting that they are racist.
I think that's a lie.
Headline screamed, give me a dollar and I won't holler.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's what it said. That's what it said. Story next to it reminds us that Sharpton, spearheaded, was beating the drum the loudest and screaming about the rape charges against two white cops against that black lady, Tawana Brawley, demanding through Sharpton $100 million and the cops go to jail for life. You might remember that Tawana admitted that she was never raped.
Yeah, that's Sharpton's finest hour.
Yeah, it really was.
Wow.
Really was. Date in history, January 5th, 1998, one of my close friends died. Sonny Bono hit a tree on this date in 1998, of all places, skiing Tahoe's Heavenly Run.
You know what? There have been four or five famous people. Liam Neeson's wife hit the tree skiing. and a couple others. I can't think right now who they are, but there were like four or five people that hit trees while they were skiing.
Yeah, no, you're right. You don't ski, do you, Franco? Don't make me worry about you, Franco!
One time, once, and I will never do it again.
Good man. Good man. And finally.
No.
Who does, name the name of the star who does not have a three-legged dog? Lady Gaga, Sandra Bullock, Jon Stewart.
Oh, man. I'll go Sandra Bullock.
Gaga.
Buttocks. Sandra Buttocks.
Lady Gaga has the ugliest dog you've ever seen. It's a slobbering French bulldog named Asia, but Asia has four legs. However!
And there's always a however in life.
Sandra Bullock's poi dog mutt named Tripod and comedian Jon Stewart's pit bull named The Champ. Those two dogs only have three legs each. Very odd pop quiz question.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Very odd. Way to start off the year. A little odd, a little twisted, a little different. Mm-hmm. So now Wednesday, I got to say, it is going to be 80 degrees. How's the weather going to be there Wednesday?
Well, I've heard three different forecasts. One as low as 7 below Wednesday night. The highest I've heard for Wednesday night is 0.
And the high for Wednesday is supposed to be like 7, maybe 10.
Yeah. Yeah, laugh it up, buddy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Let me think. You're right. Yeah. Have a great day.
That was abrupt.
What?
By the way, what a dumb pop quiz question. Who doesn't have a three-legged? What is that? As soon as we start the new year off something different, how about something boring? How about that? It's called
stupid.
What it is.
Something
how about something
mm-hmm.
stupid? We're so tough when he's not listening.
Exactly.
Yep.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. I will go home tonight. I'll walk in my house, and I'll smell something really good. It won't be my wife's cooking. She's finished for the year. She'll cook again next year. That was Christmas. It'll be that pork butt, that smoked pork butt I got yesterday from the Smokehouse Market. And I got some good peeled shrimp, too, so... It'll be a good night for me. I am in the process of losing. I have only 24 more pounds to lose by Sunday.
You should be able to do that.
Be ready for the trip. Associated Physicians Group. It is a terrific group. And here's what they do. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business. It's a big business. There are lots of... Right now, in the listening area, there are thousands of people who are in pain. And it's pain that's not going to go away unless you do something about it. You can live with it, you know, grit your teeth and bear it, take pain medication for the rest of your life, maybe have surgery, or just maybe there's a better way through good physical therapy with people who know what they're doing. And pain management. And that's what they do at Associated Physicians Group. Now, they have certainly different regimens for different ailments in different parts of your body. So what you need to do is go to their website to find out who does what at which location, because they have locations in Illinois and they have one in Creve Coeur, which I think all they do in Creve Coeur is the alternative to knee replacement program. But check out and see what they do in the other locations. You don't want to be in pain, and you don't want to constantly be taking something for it for the rest of your life. That's not smart. APG, all pain gone. That's how I remember it. Associated Physicians Group. Here's the site I would like for you to just go and look at so you get a better idea of what they do so well. APGpain.com.
Time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, you've got crashes now on Telegraph at Forder. They're still working with that crash on westbound 70 at Zumbel. The left lane is blocked. You're backed up to the Blanchette Bridge. We're also looking at an accident in Manchester west of Mason and another one westbound 270 before 370. You're also running slow on westbound 40 Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and northbound 170 heavy from Natural Bridge up through Airport. This report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the perfect option for a busy parent to take a temperature without fuss or stress. A gentle forehead scan is all you need. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. This Thursday, it's a catfight as the Tigers of LSU come to Columbia to take on Coach Kim Anderson and the Missouri Tigers. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 6 on the Big 550.
Bang! You buried it.
KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Happy holidays from the Big 550 KTRS and Dynagreen. Don't forget your lawn this holiday season. You want to put in step 4 and step 5 of Dynagreen. That's the Dynagreen winterizer and the Dynagreen winterizer with Surge. You want to put down an application right around Thanksgiving and then again before Christmas. The Dynagreen winterizer keeps your green grass longer and delivers an early spring. That's Dynagreen. Ask for it by name. Dynagreen at your local lawn and garden dealer or dynagreeninfo.com.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
It only takes a second.
I mean, how often do you get a chance like this?
To get instant updates on scores, guests, news, events, and more, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And is our audience going to love it?
But with 1.6 million accidents a year due to distracted driving, it may not be a good idea to do it behind the wheel.
I'm telling you, no animals were actually hurt making this promo.
Go to KTRS.com and join the conversation.
The whole seems to be part of some sort of crazy pattern.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, this is embarrassing.
What happened?
You remember when Abuse Boy worked here?
Yeah.
And this never happened?
Yeah.
Remember that? Those days? So where are we, Peon?
20 seconds.
Okay. I guess now it would be 15 seconds.
Right. Right.
All right. What's the bailout? 58 what?
50.
58.50. That means 9 seconds now that I have to say thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to a new year. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Heartbreaking. It really is. My heart breaks for.
An entire Southern Illinois community mourns the loss of 4 family members in a weekend plane crash. How the community is rallying around the lone survivor.
Rams owner Stan Kroenke goes public with some Los Angeles development plans. What this means for St. Louis's ability to keep the Rams here.
For the second time in 10 days, a woman is carjacked. What the cases have in common and how police say you can avoid it.
Coverage you can count on starts right now.
Illinois killed in a plane crash will be remembered later this week.